Hello. Thank you very much for coming, and thank you for your kind introduction. A little too kind. I'm not really an angel. Anyways, so yes, my name is Jeremy Haney. I'm a second-year master's student at Claremont Graduate University, and I'm in the History of Christianity program and with an emphasis on Coptic Studies. And a little bit about myself, I went to UCR before I came here, and just like Stephen, it was a requirement for me to take a religious studies class. So I was like, okay, I'll take history to the Bible, or like history of the Bible, that will be easy, like an easy A. So I took it, and I loved it. So then I kept taking more religious studies classes, and I loved it, and I loved it. And then I started taking like Buddhist classes and Jewish classes, and my friends like would make fun of me and call me like a Jew-boo, because I know everything about the Jewish religion, everything about the Buddhist religion, but I didn't know anything about the Coptic religion. And I grew up in the Coptic church like my whole life. And so then afterwards my parents were like, what are you going to do with your life? Like, you need to come up with a plan. You can't just take all these religious studies classes and not have a plan. So I was like, okay, I'll just go to law school because, you know, they don't need anything there. You just need to pass the test. So they're like, okay. Oh, sorry if you're a lawyer. Okay. So then, after a while, I was like, I don't want to go to law school. Like, I don't like law, and I would be a terrible lawyer. I'd just be like, oh, yeah, he's not guilty, like, because he's a nice person. So then I was, like, praying about it, and then one of my friends told me to put your decisions on the altar. So I was like, okay, like, fine, I'll put it on the altar. So I went to St. Maurice's Church, and Abuna Isaac, oh, by the way, this story I've never really shared with that many people, so I don't know how this is coming out right now. So I told Abuna Isaac, I don't know what I want to do with my life, so I'm going to give you three pieces of paper, and you're going to pick one and tell me. So he said, okay, but if I do this, you have to do whatever it says. So I said, okay, fine. So then I gave him three pieces of paper. One said law school, one said PhD in religion, and I didn't even know if there was any religious studies and PhD programs at that time. I just put it down like as an idea. And the other one, the last one, was blank. So, like, you know, just think it. So after the liturgy, he comes up to me and he gives me the three pieces of paper and he says, pick one. So, like, we make the sign of the cross and I pick one. And then it says, religious studies, PhD. So I was like, yay! And I was, like, so happy. And he's like, oh, are you happy? And I was like, yeah! Like, and he said, okay, what are you going to do with your life? I was like, I'm not sure. I'm going to go look it up right now. So I started, like, Googling things. And I came across Claremont Graduate University, you know, Dr. Gabra, Coptic Studies, Karen Torgerson, like an class on Origin. I was like, wow, like there's so many options. So then I went home and I told my parents, I was like, I'm going to go to like Claremont Graduate University and like become a professor. So they were so happy with that decision. Then I applied and with lots and lots of prayer and the grace of God, I got in. And so this is my second year and it's so wonderful here because, like, as they were telling you, there's the inside perspective and the outside perspective. And growing up in the Coptic Church, all I knew was the inside perspective. And going to school here, I learned so much about the outside perspective. And seeing things from the outside, you really appreciate how wonderful the Coptic religion is. And I went on that trip to Egypt for a couple of days this last summer. And, well, I went for two reasons. One of it, I was writing my master's thesis, actually on Nellie Van Horden's book, The Coptic Nuns. And the second reason was, you know, to join the class. And it was amazing. Like, first of all, I got to live with Coptic nuns and see their day-to-day activities. And I got to, like, do their day-to-day activities. Like, and I did it really for 3 days, but it was the hardest 3 days of my life. So they do not eat. Like, they don't eat. They don't sleep. They don't. their life is really hard, and it's just like a life of prayer. And then I got to go to the Coptic Museum with my class, and Dr. Gabra knows, like, he has all these hookups. Like, we got to go to the Dare, and we got to go to the monastery, and we got to go into, like, places where, like, normal people, well, not normal people, but, like, people don't usually get to go in. Like, where the, the Coptic nuns used to get persecuted, they made this, like, what is it called? A keep. They made a keep where they hid all, like, their icons, and they made churches inside, so when the barbarians would come to persecute them, they would all, like, run inside, and they'd, like, have liturgy there, and they would eat there, and they would live in the keep. So we don't, like, if I went to Egypt all by myself, I don't usually get to go in there. But Dr. Gabra, he let us get in, and he let us see, like, 4th century books of, like, the liturgy. Like, I had one in my hand, and I was like, oh my gosh! Like, it was amazing. And so it was an all-around amazing experience, and I just love it here. And so I just really wanted to share that with you guys, because sometimes we're only the insider and we don't really know how it is to feel to be the outsider, but it's grateful for you. But thank you.